From the heart of our nation's capital, here's Family Research Council President Tony Perkins.
We did find remains of a young boy. Those have been turned over to the Office of Medical Investigations. No positive identification of that child has been made at this time.
That was Jerry Hogriff, Taos County Sheriff, concerning a makeshift compound in New Mexico where children were being trained, get this, to commit future school shootings, and yes, authorities found the remains of a dead child. You're listening to Washington Watch, powered by the Family Research Council. I'm Russ Jones, sitting in for Tony Perkins. And a neighbor next door, Tanya Badger, property owner, described what she witnessed in regards to Shiraj Wahaj, who was allegedly conducting weapons training on the compound where 11 children were found hungry and living in a squalor.
So there was a camper trailer in the dirt, and there were tents on the side, and the kids were just kind of running around. We saw maybe five or six of them. We saw the little boy clinging to Shiraj, and it was getting kind of cold. So some of them were in jackets, but literally they were just in the dirt.
And Israeli fighter jets leveled a five-story building in northern Gaza, reportedly the Hamas headquarters, following a barrage of missile attacks against Israel. In just a moment, we'll talk with Frank Gaffney, an international affairs expert and an expert on the Middle East. The Army has recommended a chaplain be charged with dereliction of duty for rescheduling a marriage retreat regarding a same-sex couple. Haram Sasser of First Liberty will be here to discuss. And on the heels of President Trump's election, leftists and pro-abortion women took to the streets. Remember that? In protest, we kind of scratched our heads and wondered what they were protesting. Well, since then, women of a different stripe are rising up with a biblical message. Homemakers for America, Moms March movement is a collaborative effort of several organizations and individuals uniting together to revive the sense of community and spirit of sisterhood that once thrived among the women of America. Kimberly Fletcher, president and founder of Homemakers for America Incorporated, will be here later in the show. And of course, we'll go to the phone lines and take your calls. All this content can be found on TonyPerkins.com, and you can follow Tony on Twitter at TPerkins, and you can follow me as well at R. Jones Reports. Well, an extremist Muslim father and four other adults have been arrested on a New Mexico compound housing 11 starving children. Reportedly, he was training them to commit school shootings and had set up target practice area on the site. Joining us now is Frank Gaffney, founder and president of the Center for Security Policy. Frank, welcome back to Washington Watch.
Thank you so much for having me, Russ. It's good to be back.
Well, thank you. I know you've been on a little hunting expedition, and thank you for taking time to be with us. You know, it's been a while. It's been a little quiet on this front, at least in reports from the mainstream media. I know you track this extensively, this kind of activity, but we haven't heard this kind of information, at least in the jihadi movement and extremism movement here in the U.S. in a while. Share your thoughts.
Well, we don't know a whole lot about this. At least I don't, exactly what the nature of the camp was and the exact purpose. As you say, there are reports that these children, in addition to being abused through, you know, privation, starving them, for heaven's sakes, were also being abused in terms of training them to shoot classmates in schools. Whether this has to do with the sort of jihadist agenda of the son of a Sharia supremacist, very prominent one by the name of Shiraz, or whether this is you know, some version of another sort of cult operation, I think remains to be seen. But Shiraj Wahaj is the elder is a known commodity in this sort of jihadist program, having been implicated in the initial World Trade Center attack and having, you know, testified to the good character of the blind sheikh who, you know, was its ringleader. Also, Shiraj Wahaj, the elder, is a man who has been very prominent in other Sharia supremacist circles, in addition to his own mosque of that stripe in New York. So some of this is inferential, but I think it's all worrying. And the question is, how much more do we have yet to find out about not only this particular operation, but others that are suspected elsewhere around the country like it?
And that's a very good point, that this has lifted up other concerns, and there have been reports of these kind of quote-unquote camps, training centers across the country. And of course, the left will say, well, how can that happen? How can these folks infiltrate the United States? And this has been part of your life's work for quite some time. Tell us about that.
Well, indeed. We've been worrying for quite some time about this sort of doctrine, if you will. It's really a totalitarian program. If the adherents call it Sharia, it has a kind of veneer of religiosity to it. But fundamentally, Russ, as you know, it's about power. It's a political and military and legal doctrine that calls on its followers to impose this doctrine worldwide on Muslims and non-Muslims alike, and to use jihad, holy war of various kinds, the violent kind, of course, that we're most familiar with, going back to that incident in 1993 when the blind sheikh tried to take down the World Trade Center the first time, and then, of course, most especially in 2001 when that was actually accomplished. This is one kind of jihad. There are others. There's a financial kind. There's a sort of demographic kind. And then there's the stealthy kind, civilization jihad, that is practiced most especially by groups led by the Muslim Brotherhood. And these are, in fact, present in America. The civilization, the demographic, the financial, and, of course, from time to time, fortunately, not all that often, but the violent kind as well, and we ignore them at our extreme peril.
Have you seen any recent numbers on Muslim Americans and whether they would want Sharia law here in the United States?
You know, I haven't seen any recent analysis of it. We did a poll, which the Trump campaign, the candidate Trump himself, as a matter of fact, cited that goes back, I think, to 2015, if I'm not mistaken, that Kellyanne Conway, as a matter of fact, was our pollster. This was known as an online poll, but it was something that we believe was necessary to try to engage members of the Muslim community. And as I recall, it's been a while since I looked at it, but as I recall, the number of Muslim respondents to this poll, and it was just Muslims, but just the respondents, was, I think, 54% who said they thought Muslims ought to be able to be ruled by either Sharia or the Constitution at their choice. So it's I think, probably indicative of the fact that not all by any means, but some Muslims, including in this country, think that Sharia ought to govern. And that's very troubling because it is completely at odds with our Constitution and freedom, as you know.
Right. And before some of our listeners get upset or unhinged, this isn't, anti-Muslim. It's the extreme Muslim we're talking about. It's the folks that, as you say, Frank, embrace a ideology that is contrary to our Constitution. And, you know, an example up in Michigan, a candidate up there ran for governor here recently. I think he got some 30% of the vote in the Democratic side. And mm-hmm. he was known to be sympathetic to the Muslim Brotherhood, which means Sharia law.
Well, he's actually been associated with one of his major front groups up there, I believe the Muslim Students Association. But in addition, he was very cagey about the question of his own adherence to Sharia when challenged on it by one of his Republican rivals. that fellow's name was Abdul El Sayed. He did not make the cut in that election, as it happens, and thank God, frankly, because I think the last thing we need is a governor who is espousing and working to advance this Sharia agenda in our own country. And you're right. I think a lot of Muslims feel the same way. Indeed, many of them came here to get away from Sharia in their own countries. We ought to be standing with them, not with those who are actually trying to bring this totalitarian ideology to this nation, again, against our laws and against, I believe, our Constitution and certainly our values.
Now, Frank, over in Israel, I have an app on my phone, Red Alert, and, man, it's been going off for the last 3 days. According to the IDF data, more than 180 rocket and mortar launches from Gaza into Israel territory have been identified since Wednesday night. But the Iron Dome intercepted more than 30 rockets. I've got several friends in Israel, Frank, as I imagine you do too. And one of them was trying to calm their kids in bed last night. And many here don't quite get it, that there are thousands of rockets aimed at Israel every waking moment, every sleeping moment, right?
Oh, I wish it were only thousands. It's over 100,000. The latest I heard was something like 150,000 that Hezbollah alone has aimed at Israel. In fact, now capable of ranging the entire country, some of them. So this is a grave problem, and you're right. It's terrifying, and that's the idea, is to terrorize Israelis. The rockets and the mortars and the like are one thing. Palestinians in what I think of as Gazastan, governed by Hamas, have actually been using, in addition, another instrument of terror, the so-called fire kites, as a means of setting alight fields and forests and communities, for that matter, just by flying, you know, these things that that will ignite fires over via kites. And this is another form of terror, and Israel has responded quite forcefully today. As you know, I think there was something like 150 airstrikes in Gaza, and including, apparently, as your report indicated earlier, what's reputed to be the headquarters of Hamas there. But it's happening, I think, just if I may throw this in, because I believe the Iranian regime, which now does a lot of the bankrolling of Hamas in Gaza, is determined to up the pressure on Israel and take away some of the pressure on themselves as a result of what the president is up to, too.
Frank Gaffney, thank you so much. We're out of time. Appreciate your insights as always. You have a good weekend.
My pleasure.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Frank Gaffney, founder and president of the Center for Security Policy. You're listening to Washington Watch. Russ Jones here sitting in for Tony Perkins. And coming up next, another chaplain, Army Chaplain Scott Squires, is under attack for his Christian faith. We'll talk with his attorney, Hiram Sasser of First Liberty, here in just a little bit. Make sure you go to TonyPerkins.com. You can get all this content. You can download it while you're working out, cooking breakfast, lunch, dinner, whatever it is. Don't go away. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a moment.
Out of touch with what's going on in our nation's capital? Do you want to make a difference this summer? Well, now you can. Family Research Council's Stand Firm mobile app is a new tool that is bringing Christians across America together in advancing faith, family, and freedom. The unique features of the app allow you to contact your congressman on important issues with just the tap of a screen, sign up to organize culture impact teams in churches across the country, and share the latest legislative alerts with family and friends. You can listen to Washington Watch live with Tony Perkins or read the daily Washington Update to stay engaged and informed on issues facing our country. Join now in building a network of activists as we stand firm together for His kingdom. Go to frc.org/app and download the Stand Firm app today. Again, that's frc.org/app and download the Stand Firm app today.
With everything that's going on in the world, it's easy to feel out of the loop. Here at Family Research Council, we want to help you stay informed on the issues of faith, family, and freedom. Get access to information fast by visiting our website and connecting with us on social media. Always be in the know by following us on Twitter, Instagram, and watching us live on Facebook. Download our app to access our FRCA's voter guide and contact your congressman with just a tap of the screen. You can also listen to Washington Watch Live with Tony Perkins and read the Daily Washington Update to stay engaged on the issues facing our country today. Have questions? Contact us anytime by visiting frc.org. It's time to take a stand, and FRC can help you do just that. So what are you waiting for? Get the information you need to make a difference for biblical values and connect with FRC today. It's time to take a stand, and FRC can help you do just that.
Hello? Can you hear me? Are we losing our voice? 69% of American adults are using social media platforms to express themselves. But digital giants like Facebook, Google, and Twitter have collided with the free speech rights of citizen internet users. In the wake of a consistent pattern of censorship by tech companies of lawful but politically incorrect viewpoints, particularly those of conservatives and Christians, what is the legal status of digital free expression? Family Research Council hosted an expert panel discussion on the question of losing our voices. Who owns free speech on the internet? The panel speakers were Congressman Marsha Blackburn, Civil Liberties Attorney Craig Parshall, and Brent Scorum, Senior Research Fellow in the Technology Policy Program at the Mercatus Center at George Mason University. To watch this discussion on one of the most important freedom of expression issues in decades, go to frc.org/voice. Again, that's frc.org/voice.
You've tuned in to Washington Watch, powered by the Family Research Council. Russ Jones here, producer of the program, sitting in for Tony Perkins. It's been a pleasure to be with you here this week. I'll, Lord willing, be back again tomorrow. You'll have Tony back in the saddle next week. Well, Army Chaplain Scott Squires is the latest evangelical Christian military clergyman to be sued for being reluctant to affirm gay marriage. The Fort Bragg, North Carolina minister is being sued by a lesbian soldier for rescheduling a, quote, strong bonds marriage retreat he had planned. With us now is Hiram Sasser, general counsel for with First Liberty and for the chaplain. Hiram, welcome back to Washington Watch.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Well, appreciate you being here. I'm always just a little baffled when same-sex couples just really long to have the marriage counseling from a Southern Baptist pastor type. Can you help explain this?
Well, you know, I think they were signing up for a marriage retreat that he happened to be hosting. And I think what's the most important thing about what happened with Chaplain Squires is that he went to his command just within minutes of when that same-sex couple wanted to sign up for the marriage retreat to be able to see what could be what procedures needed to happen and to help facilitate allowing them to go on the marriage retreat, but with also allowing him to keep his endorsement from the North American Mission Board, the Southern Baptists, that would not allow him, obviously, to lead that type of marriage retreat with their participation. And so, you know, there's an easy path here, and he took that easy path to accommodate the same-sex couple, but also adhere to his religious beliefs, and he's required to adhere to those religious beliefs by Army regulation. And so that's what he did. So the fact that he's being recommended for court-martialed and, you know, thrown in jail for doing that is absolutely outrageous.
Yeah, and that's the key point here, is that he attempted to remove himself from the very event that he had organized and get another chaplain to take his place, but that wasn't good enough. Are we understanding that right?
Exactly, because, you know, what ended up happening is, you know, we even have a testimony that was completely ignored by the investigator, but it's part of the record, where the replacing chaplain, the person who came in and ended up conducting that marriage seminar, said, you know, of course, Chaplain Squires did everything right. He did exactly what he was supposed to do. You know, and like I said, he contacted his commander immediately. His commander confirmed that. You know, but now his career is going to be ruined, even though he followed the rules.
Right. And I presume this is the JAG that's doing the investigating within the Army?
No, a guy by the name of Major Alexander Ford is the investigating officer, and he's the one recommending to court-martial Chaplain Squires and throw him in jail because all Chaplain Squires did was follow the rules of his endorsing organization, again, the Southern Baptist, and federal law and Army regulations, which say that while he's serving, he has to maintain his endorsement from his denomination, and if there's something that he's being asked to do that, you know, he would cause him to lose that endorsement, he needs to find someone else to do that, and that's exactly what he did.
And for our listeners, if you don't have a denominational endorsement and you desire to serve in the military, you can't do that. Isn't that right? You have to have the recommending, the endorsement from your denomination that is then approved by the chaplaincy department.
Oh, that's exactly right. And, you know, there's that process. Because what happens is the chaplains are representatives of their denominations into the service. Okay? Now, you know, they're also part of the Grand Army team, so sometimes they fill in for each other in different ways, with the goal being to meet the needs of the soldiers. That's exactly what he did, and for them to still come after him is just absolutely outrageous. But we'll see what Major General Sontag has to say about Major Ford's recommendation to throw Chaplain Squires in jail. We'll see if General Sontag thinks that that's a good idea to throw chaplains in jail for following Army regulations and federal law or not.
Now, where are things now, and what have you done?
Yeah, well, what we've done is we've lodged our response and our appeal, and we're waiting on Major General Sontag to make a decision. It's been many months now. He hasn't made a decision. We could probably engage in a side, you know, conversation about decisiveness and leadership in terms of this delay. But that's where it sits right now with General Sontag, and you know, who's in charge of our special forces, and so we'll find out if he thinks it's the right thing to do to throw Chaplain Squires in jail for seeking as best he can to accommodate the request of a same-sex couple. We'll see.
So do you think the underlying motivation was it didn't matter whether he tried to accommodate or not? It was just the fact that he couldn't do it?
I don't know. I don't know what Major Ford's problem is, to be honest with you. I don't know what is leading him to recommend throwing him in jail and court-martialing him when, you know, he immediately goes to his commander to try to figure out how can we make this accommodation and do it in an appropriate way. And so when someone does everything right to be recommended, we're not just talking about a small slap on the wrist here. We're talking about being court-martialed. It's absolutely outrageous.
Which means losing pension, retirement, all of those things. Is Chaplain Squires, real quick, we're out of time. Is he on leave right now?
No, he's still serving as a chaplain.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. We appreciate, you know, our listeners are concerned about these, Hiram, and appreciate you bringing us up to date.
Hey, thanks for having me.
All right. Hiram Sasser, General Counsel with First Liberty. Oh, my goodness. You know, this is, you know, it's like you're not hearing this harassing coming from the Muslim chaplains. It's kind of like requiring Jewish chaplains to eat pork rinds or something like that in order to keep their jobs. Amazing. Coming up next, Kimberly Fletcher, president and founder of Homemakers for America Incorporated. Listeners, the women of America, godly women, Christ-following women are rising up. We're going to hear about one more story when we return.
feel out of touch with what's going on in our nation's capital? Do you want to make a difference this summer? Well, now you can. Family Research Council's Stand Firm mobile app is a new tool that is bringing Christians across America together in advancing faith, family, and freedom. The unique features of the app allow you to contact your congressman on important issues with just the tap of a screen, sign up to organize culture impact teams in churches across the country, and share the latest legislative alerts with family and friends. You can listen to Washington Watch live with Tony Perkins or read the daily Washington Update to stay engaged and informed on issues facing our country. Join now in building a network of activists as we stand firm together for His kingdom. Go to frc.org/app and download the Stand Firm app today. Again, that's frc.org/app and download the Stand Firm app today.
With everything that's going on in the world, it's easy to feel out of the loop. Here at Family Research Council, we want to help you stay informed on the issues of faith, family, and freedom. Get access to information fast by visiting our website and connecting with us on social media. Always be in the know by following us on Twitter, Instagram, and watching us live on Facebook. Download our app to access our FRCA's voter guide and contact your congressman with just a tap of the screen. You can also listen to Washington Watch Live with Tony Perkins and read the Daily Washington Update to stay engaged on the issues facing our country today. Have questions? Contact us anytime by visiting frc.org. It's time to take a stand, and FRC can help you do just that. So what are you waiting for? Get the information you need to make a difference for biblical values and connect with FRC today. It's time to take a stand, and FRC can help you do just that.
Yes, I am outraged. Yes, I have thought an awful lot about blowing up the White House. My name is Ashley Judd.
Ashley Judd is here.
And I am a feminist. I am a nasty woman.
Remember some of those outrageous comments following President Trump's election? During the Women's March, Madonna, Ashley Judd, some of us didn't really understand what they were protesting. Well, you're listening to Washington Watch. I'm Russ Jones, sitting in for Tony Perkins. And we're lifting up yet another amazing organization. Compare those words to these, coming from women involved with Homemakers for America and the new Moms March movement. Listen.
Mothers, biological or mothers in spirit, get to be the guardians and the protectors of the American legacy.
As the moms, we are the true nucleus of society.
I can tell you, ladies, there is not one role more important on the face of this earth than what you're doing as a mother, a grandmother, a mentor, a caregiver to tomorrow's generation.
For far too long, you've been made to feel that the work done in your home is beneath you, that there are more productive ways for you to spend your time. That is a lie.
You name me one issue that isn't a women's issue. I don't care if it's military, education, health care, car care. I don't care what it is. We deal with it all, and we're concerned about everything because we're raising tomorrow's leaders.
There is no one that knows your kids or your grandkids better than you.
Founded in 2004, Homemakers for America's national nonprofit educational corporation, rooted in the principles of liberty and virtue our nation was founded on, and focused on promoting these principles, values, and virtues in the home and family, particularly through the women and mothers of America. And recently, the organization has launched Moms March for America. Here to tell us all about it is Kimberly Fletcher, president and founder of Homemakers for America Incorporated. Kimberly, welcome to Washington Watch.
Thank you. I am so excited to be on the show today.
Well, how did we set that up? Did we tee that up for you to kind of explain what you all are about?
That was fantastic. I mean, you couldn't have juxtaposed it better. I I was so shocked, and I wasn't the only one, obviously. We had tons and tons of women who, moms and young women even, who came on our social media and said, oh my gosh, that is not who we are. And the big question was, why is the media even giving them any kind of attention at all? That's just disgusting. And for me, the message for those women was, if you're there because you don't like the behavior that someone has displayed, why are you displaying worse behavior than they did? We should be lifting the bar, not lowering it. And that's exactly what we did at the Moms March last year and what we're doing with this movement right now.
Now, you come to this from a very interesting perspective. You're married to your husband's in the Air Force and mother of eight children. And on September 11th, 2001, your life took a dramatic turn when a 757 passenger jet flew into the United States Pentagon where your husband was stationed. Is that right?
That was a very, very difficult day for our family. It was actually a series of miraculous events that he even came home. He was supposed to be in a meeting in that very wing that morning. And the day before, I took my daughter to the doctor. She had asthma, and they prescribed medication for her. And when we went to pick it up, her ID card had expired, which meant we couldn't pick up the medication. And so I said, well, I'll just pay for it. And they said, well, one of the medications is $125. And I said, and I'll be back tomorrow. And so I called my husband and asked him if he could take her to Quantico on the way to work and then before work and get her ID card, and he was able to do that. And that's the reason he wasn't there that day. And several of the people that he worked with did not make it home that day. And it was kind of a really surreal event that evening when we sat on the couch all huddled together, and I couldn't figure out how we got here as a country. And I always thought that I was patriotic, but it wasn't until that day that I became a patriot. And I committed to do whatever it took to make sure that my children remained free and that I honored the sacrifice that my husband was making in serving our country.
So when someone like Madonna says, I've been thinking a lot about blowing up the White House these days, that has a major impact on you and your family and the other families who are in the military. So you did something about it.
I did, and we decided that that's not who we are as women. And if we don't like what the culture's doing, then we do need to stand up and speak out and raise that bar. No matter where we are, we set the tone. Even women, when they walk into an office, they're setting the tone for how the men are going to behave in that whole entire office. That's the impact that we have. And we wanted to create an environment where, first of all, women were empowered and realized that they did have a voice and that they could speak out and speak truth and say, this is not who we are. This is not what we stand for. And so we've given the silent majority of women in America a platform to reclaim our culture for truth, family, freedom, and the Constitution, which protects our divine inherent rights as mothers. That's what this movement is about.
Kimberly, we're up against a break. Would you mind holding on and coming back after the break?
Sure. Yeah, that'd be great.
I want to keep... we still have a lot to talk about. We're talking with Kimberly Fletcher, president and founder of Homemakers for America, Incorporated. I'm Russ Jones, sitting in for Tony Perkins.
Touch with what's going on in our nation's capital? Do you want to make a difference this summer? Well, now you can. Family Research Council's Stand Firm mobile app is a new tool that is bringing Christians across America together in advancing faith, family, and freedom. The unique features of the app allow you to contact your congressman on important issues with just the tap of a screen, sign up to organize culture impact teams in churches across the country, and share the latest legislative alerts with family and friends. You can listen to Washington Watch live with Tony Perkins or read the daily Washington Update to stay engaged and informed on issues facing our country. Join now in building a network of activists as we stand firm together for His kingdom. Go to frc.org/app and download the Stand Firm app today. Again, that's frc.org/app and download the Stand Firm app today.
With everything that's going on in the world, it's easy to feel out of the loop. Here at Family Research Council, we want to help you stay informed on the issues of faith, family, and freedom. Get access to information fast by visiting our website and connecting with us on social media. Always be in the know by following us on Twitter, Instagram, and watching us live on Facebook. Download our app to access our FRCA's voter guide and contact your congressman with just a tap of the screen. You can also listen to Washington Watch Live with Tony Perkins and read the Daily Washington Update to stay engaged on the issues facing our country today. Have questions? Contact us anytime by visiting frc.org. It's time to take a stand, and FRC can help you do just that. So what are you waiting for? Get the information you need to make a difference for biblical values and connect with FRC today. It's time to take a stand, and FRC can help you do just that.
Hello? Can you hear me? Are we losing our voice? 69% of American adults are using social media platforms to express themselves. But digital giants like Facebook, Google, and Twitter have collided with the free speech rights of citizen internet users. In the wake of a consistent pattern of censorship by tech companies of lawful but politically incorrect viewpoints, particularly those of conservatives and Christians, what is the legal status of digital free expression? Family Research Council hosted an expert panel discussion on the question of losing our voices. Who owns free speech on the internet? The panel speakers were Congressman Marsha Blackburn, civil liberties attorney Craig Parshall, and Brent Scorum, senior research fellow in the technology policy program at the Mercatus Center at George Mason University. To watch this discussion on one of the most important freedom of expression issues in decades, go to frc.org/voice. Again, that's frc.org/voice.
You've tuned into Washington Watch. Russ Jones sitting in for Tony Perkins. Got a major information download for you here today. If you miss out or you got distracted, you can go to TonyPerkins.com and download all of this great, great content. Well, we're talking with Kimberly Fletcher, president and founder of Homemakers for America Incorporated. Kimberly, thanks for holding on.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Now, tell us about Moms March for America. This is kind of a new part of what you've been doing for some time.
It is. So we launched the Moms March for America rally and convention last year. And for me, it was a one-and-done thing. We were just going to say, okay, this is what we really stand for. This is the silent majority of women in America. This is who we are. And this is what we care about. But I got to tell you, the message resonates very powerfully because as I was leaving the stage that day, just I was flooded with women coming up to me and pleading with us to do it again. And one woman looked at me, and she had her little baby in her arms, tears streaming down her face, and she said, I don't have the courage to lead, but I have the courage to follow, and I'll follow you guys anywhere. And I knew we had to do it again. They're hungering. Women are hungering for a better message, and we're giving it to them. And really, all we did was validate what they already knew in their hearts to be true, that what they're doing is the most important thing that they will ever do and the greatest act of patriotism they will ever perform for their country. And they feel it, and we validate it, and then they get excited and empowered. So we are doing it again, and it's going to be in San Antonio this year on November 2nd and 3rd. We are finalizing the venue today. We're going to be announcing that, which is pretty awesome. And it's going to be just as incredible as last year. We added a couple of extra things. We're going to be focusing on Operation Mom Vote because we want women to realize that the two most powerful places where their voice has the greatest impact is in their home and with their vote. And we need to stop checking out. The devil doesn't check out when we do. We need to check back in. And the other thing we've introduced is Mom Talks. TED Talks for moms, because moms wanted us to bring the Moms March everywhere, and we couldn't. It's expensive. It takes a lot of time. So we're bringing Mom Talks to churches all over the country where we can bring these speakers to them, and the whole world gets to benefit from these presentations.
Now, Kimberly, let's talk about voting your values. We have all kinds of people that listen to Washington Watch, a lot of different people of different stripes, different walks. And, you know, there are sometimes that our culture wants to put, well, if you're this kind of person, you're this demographic, you're supposed to vote this way. If you're this over here, you're supposed to vote this way. Talk about the importance of voting your values.
We need to vote our hearts. Here's the thing, is that there's a whole block of people who are voting their values, but they're completely contrary to ours. So when we don't register to vote and we don't go out and have our voice heard, then it's everyone else's values that are being represented. And when we see things like co-ed bathrooms being pushed in our children's elementary school, that's a result of us checking out. We need to check back in. Voting our values is how we shape the culture. We teach and nurture these things in our home with our children, and then we vote those things when we go out to the polls.
Yeah, and if you're a Christian, an evangelical Christian, and the scriptures are authoritative to you, then a candidate that is a pro-abortion candidate, is you don't want to vote for that candidate because it doesn't support your values. That's a good example, correct?
It is. The big problem that they have, though, is that they don't know who the people are, because a lot of the candidates will say they're one thing and then they become something else. And so what we tell them is, listen, there's never going to be a perfect candidate. So find the best candidate that represents you, because that's getting us closer to the better candidate. Life is a pretty simplistic issue to vote on. And a candidate who says they're for life, hold their feet to the fire. One of the things we're encouraging women to do is, you know, with your children, with your family, get together and after the election, put a card together, have your kids draw pictures, put your family picture in there, and send it to those five people that just won the election to represent you. Thank them for their service and ask them to hold the line on God, freedom, and family, the values that made America strong and the values that will keep America strong. And when they start to hear from us in this positive, reinforcing way, then they will listen to us when we call and say, I don't really like that you're doing that. So when they start to cross the line and say, well, I was for life, but maybe I'm not, then we can make a phone call and say, That's not what you said you were when I voted for you. That's the power we have as women.
Kimberly, where can folks find out more about what you're doing?
MomsMarchUSA.com. You can get all the information on the event, on our movement, and the great resources we have. MomsMarchUSA.com.
Kimberly Fletcher, thank you so much. I know there's a lot of women out there that are going, amen, sister. So I appreciate you coming on Washington Watch. Keep us up to date on what's going on, would you?
Will do. Thank you so much, Russ.
All right. God bless you. Thank you so much. Kimberly Fletcher, president and founder of Homemakers for America, Incorporated, and the Moms March for America. Give us a call. The call lines are open. 866-372-7234. 866-372-7234. You know, the past 2 days, we've heard from a couple of different women doing totally different things, trying to raise up the voices of women, trying to bring up a different godly voice, a biblical voice, because they've said, you know what, women in Washington, D.C. that marched in the streets, your voice doesn't reflect my voice and my heart. And bravo, bravo, Kimberly Fletcher and the Moms March for America. You can go to TonyPerkins.com. We've got all the information there. You can learn more about it. Going to be in San Antonio, Texas, November 2nd and 3rd. You want to save the date. Give us a call, 866-372-7234, 866-372-7234. Been a real joy to be with you here this week. You know, you call that number. You can also give us the tip line there. You can give us some tips on some stories that maybe you think we need to look into. And you can leave a comment or two about how we're doing, or thoughts that maybe you didn't want to call in, but you want to share a thought or two. We'd be happy to hear from you. We monitor that line and like to hear from our listeners. As I said yesterday, Washington Watch has some of the best listeners on radio, best supporters, and it's because of folks like you that we are able to be here and to bring you the important news of the day, to bring you the important information that you don't hear a lot of other places. Let's face it, I've been in this business for 40 years, and it has changed so much. And as I've shared here before, I teach online for Liberty University, And one of the areas that we talk about in that class, it's a media and culture class, we talk about the impact of social media on modern culture. And it's astounding that if you think about it, because of social media and shopping online, you can go a whole day without having real human contact with anybody, which I think is a detriment in many ways to our culture and to our communities. You know, you may save time shopping online and not walking into a store, which I have been known to do, get busy and don't have time. And then these so-called friendships that we think we have through social media, you know, those aren't really, really friendships. Now, the people that we've known over the years or whatnot, and the people that, you know, our families were able to stay in touch with and communicate with, and that can be good. But, you know, are these people that are our so-called friends going to be there when the rubber hits the road, when our back is up against the wall and we're facing hardships? What say you? Give us a call, 866-372-7234. 866-372-7234. You know, it's interesting to hear about the chaplain. You know, he really did try to do the right thing, immediately went to his command, immediately said, look, I can't do this, but we'll get somebody else that can. And offered to remove himself from the very marriage retreat that he had planned and put together. Look, said, hey, we'll get somebody else to do the retreat, but I can't do this. So you have to applaud that. You know, he didn't try to fight it, didn't try to push back. He said, look, we'll get somebody else to do the retreat. That way you can participate, and I will completely remove myself from the whole matter. And what's happened? They not only are reprimanding him, but want to put him in jail. Want to put him in jail where he would lose everything, his pensions, everything. Absolutely amazing. Well, the phones are lighting up. Good to hear from you. I want to hear from you. 866-372-7234. Let's go to Mark in Oklahoma City. Hi, Mark.
Hello. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. I was just calling to say I appreciate all that y'all are doing, and try to remind everyone to do everything they can to vote to keep things going the way they are, especially at this upcoming election in November, because we've made a lot of progress and everything, but the people on the radical left are practically the whole Democratic Party, which is, in my opinion, gone completely berserk and anti-American, but we have to do everything we can to not let them and all the money that they're spending, like the George Soros and all the others, we have to do everything we can to make sure everybody gets out and votes.
Yeah. Very good comment. Good insights, Mark. Appreciate that. Getting out and vote, that is a critical element. There's no room to complain if you don't vote. Let's go to another Mark in Tyler, Texas. Hi, Mark.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing great.
What's on your mind?
Had a question. I just had a question. How was the statement made by Madonna that I heard early in the program about thoughts of blowing up the White House? How does she get by without that being considered a terroristic threat?
Well, Mark, that is a really great question, and I am not an attorney, but that is a good question. It would, from all practical purposes, seem like a threat,
yeah,
wouldn't it? You know, there's
I'm an educator. Yeah, I'm an educator, and I know that if a student in my school expressed those remarks about the school, he would be immediately arrested and incarcerated.
Yeah. Good point. Good point. No, it's a good point. And I think others are probably wondering the same thing. Let's go to Temple, Texas. TJ. Hi, TJ. Welcome to Washington Watch.
Hey, how's it going?
I'm good. What's on your mind?
Good. No, I was just saying, I actually agree 100% about the whole social media thing and the friends on Facebook, because I recently went through a really rough time, and I lost a lot of friends that were supposedly friends. And some of these were even acquaintances that I had met, and you know, they friended me or I friended them. They're right. not real friends, you know. And, right. And you know, the old saying goes, you know, when you go through something crazy or your back's against the wall, you find out who your real friends and family are. And I tell you,
absolutely.
It brought me to tears. It brought me to tears day after day, knowing the real friends and family that were there for me and my wife when we went through everything. So,
yeah. Amen. Appreciate that, TJ. You know, we know who our friends are when our back's against the wall. Let's go to Alabama. Hi, David. How are you?
Hello, Tony. How are you today?
Well, this is Russ, but I think I talked to Tony earlier, and he's doing good. He'll be back next week.
Okay. I'm sorry, Russ. I just caught the program just a few moments ago, just as Kimberly Fletcher was speaking, and I just wanted to say I just about fell out of my chair. I did not know that organization that existed like that, and I am so happy that people are getting sick and tired, and they're coming out of the stands, and they're getting on the battlefield. And yeah. I'm going to support Fletcher. I'm going to check it out on the web tonight, and I'm certainly going to tell all my family, all my friends, my church family, and I'm just elated to hear what this lady had to say.
Well, wonderful, David. Thanks for calling. I'm sure she's encouraged by that as well. Let's go back to Texas. Stacy, welcome to Washington Watch.
Hi there. Thank you for letting me come on your show.
Sure. What's on your mind?
Well, I just wanted to say that I agree. I think that as Christian women, we need to be involved in our community, and that Moms Walk and anything else that we can stand up and show the Christian light that we have to shine in these dark areas with some of these politics and things that they're trying to push through. And it's pretty I've seen a lot of it, and it seems like it's they have a pretty good push going towards the opposite of what Christian values are right now.
Great insight, Stacy. Got time for one more call. Let's go to Lisa. Hi, welcome to Washington Watch.
Hi, yeah, thanks for having me on. I just wanted to point out that, you know, whatever happened to manners? I mean, I'm not sure that it's a Republican or a Democrat thing to have good manners. And, you know, these people are running around screaming at people and chasing them out of restaurants. And I don't know. I feel like Republicans maybe are the only ones that have any manners anymore. And, you know, and if not, I would like to point out to that lady that you just had on that she needs to start encouraging all the women who go to her rallies and stuff that maybe it's not a Democrat or a Republican thing, but maybe just women. I mean, there must be a lot of women like that are mothers that are really appalled at how their kids are acting.
I heard somebody say yesterday, I think conservatives are sometimes just too nice. But your point about manners is a good point. It conservatives do seem to be more mannerly in our discourse. Lisa, we're out of time. Thank you so much. Wow. Another show has come to a conclusion. If you didn't get to hear it all, go to TonyPerkins.com. It's all there. Well, from Proverbs 17:17, a friend loves at all times, and a brother is born or a sister is born for a time of adversity. Friends, if the waters don't rise and the Lord tarries, I'll see you tomorrow. God bless.
Washington Watch with Tony Perkins is powered by the Family Research Council and is entirely listener supported. For more information on anything you've heard today, or to find out how you can partner with us in our ongoing efforts to promote faith, family, and freedom, visit TonyPerkins.com. Also, to leave a comment about Washington Watch, call our watch line at 1-866-372-7234. That's 1-866-372-7234.